Good morning, you listen to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Denny Dara, the general manager over North America for Forbo Flooring Systems. Denny, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good. Good. I wanted to talk to you about this grand opening you had 10 days ago in Hazel Township, Pennsylvania. You're gearing up now with a $40 million investment to manufacture Flotex in the U.S., right?
That is correct, yes. The project that started about 4 years ago, and after a long process, that has come to fruition, and we're very excited about it.
What enabled to make it? You invited me up there. This is big news. Most people know, a little background, that Forbo is a Swiss company, and I think over 50% of what you sell is linoleum, which is produced in Europe. And you've been selling this Flotex product, which is a flocked soft surface product that has nylon 6/6 on the top. Tell us a little bit more about Flotex.
It's a unique construction to the industry. It's been around for a while, so it's a tested technology, but it's an entirely different approach to making a carpet. And what you generate is the most healthy, cleanable, durable carpet you can make. It's all done from the design perspective, where we work with fiber, not yarn. We embed it in an adhesive layer through flocking the surface, as opposed to any type of tufting process or woven product where you introduce punctures. So it's impermeable from the top and impermeable from the bottom. So for very specific applications where, again, what we call HCD, healthy, cleanable, durable, that's what you want. It's the perfect product for you.
So this product, I think the biggest market for it is senior living. But one of the reasons that designers like it is because you can put a lot of style on it, right?
Yeah, that's been the big thing in terms of the improvement with the product. We see it growing in a lot of different segments. We're having great success in higher education, in public space, which for us is airports and convention centers, as well as the senior living opportunity, and in our traditional segments of K-12 and healthcare. So it's got a broad base of application. But the big difference with it's been is our ability to create the visuals that customers want. The product, as I said, has been around for a long time, has a great reputation for being extremely durable, but struggled from a visual point of view for a lot of its early part of its existence. But with the advent of digital print technology, we're now able to create the visuals that the customer wants and give them the performance that they've always loved.
Talk about this decision to build this facility and make it over here.
The carpet market here, I mean, the U.S. is the home of the largest production base for carpet in the world. And it is a very large carpet marketplace as well. So the opportunity is tremendous. But it tends to be, versus our historical resilient world, more fashion forward and with a service parameter that you cannot do from overseas. Our service parameter for this production line will be 2 to 4 weeks, any pattern, any quantity. And I think that in many ways mirrors the performance parameters you get out of the existing quality carpet manufacturers that are out there.
It was saying in a press release that you're going to be employing up to 50 people when this facility gets ramped up. How long do you think that'll take?
I think Forbo tends, we invest ahead on the curve. So, you know, I would anticipate that that's probably 2 to 3 years out before we have full capacity realization in there. We obviously want it to go faster, and we'll be happy to ramp up faster. But I think from a practical point of view, I think that's the timeline for it.
And why did you pick Hazel Township to put this facility?
We already have a large logistics base here. So from that point of view, it made sense operationally. And we have a long history here. We settled in Hazleton in 1988. So we know the community. We know the quality of the labor force. So it really just all those favors weighed favorably for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's back out just a little bit and talk a little bit more about business. Tell us how's business doing right now for Forbo.
Business has started the year pretty well, but it is very segment dependent. There are segments that are going through rapid expansion, as everyone knows, like data centers and things like that, as well as the already aforementioned airport convention center type business. Again, you got to be in the right segment and you've got to be in the right geography to really take the benefits of what's in the marketplace today.
I'd also like to mention we did a focus on leadership on you in our August, September issue of 2024, if anybody wants to go back and look at your history, because you started as an engineer, electrical engineer, and then got it in the flooring business, right?
That is correct. Yeah, I graduated with a degree in electrical engineering and ended up getting recruited into the flooring business and never looked back. So it's been a great opportunity for me over the years.
All right, Danny, well, I appreciate you spending time with us this morning. Tell us about your new Flotex manufacturing facility in Hazel Township, Pennsylvania. Again, been talking to Denny Dara, the general manager for North America for Forbo Flooring Systems, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.